Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Saturday, June 20th, and we are here still on the weekends. And I say we, that is me, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and a certified financial planner. And the other part of this duo is Mark Talercio, the executive producer of this show, of the Jill on Money Show, of everything I do, and also a certified financial planner. Well, hello, Mark. How are you?
Hello, Jill.
So, Mark, I think we actually can say with some, I don't say absolute, but I'm just saying some confidence that we have a start date for the new show. How do you feel about that? Can I say it or not?
No, I would not say it. No.
Oh, my God. Can we just say the funniest thing? Mark sent me the funniest. Okay, so here's what's going on, gang. As you know, this show is going to morph into something else. It's going to morph into a program called Money Moves, and it's going to be same two times a week, going to be a slightly different format, and there's going to be video, which is amazing. It's totally fun. We were told that that was going to be starting a couple weeks ago. I went on the air to promote it, and then it didn't. And then I did an episode with all of you, and I said that the corporate overlords had changed their mind. Mark, can I please read to you the email that Michelle sent us?
Michelle, that's me. Go for it.
Okay, so this is from listener Michelle, because we had gone on, and I was like, look, they changed their minds. This is what happens. Okay, so here's what Michelle says. She says, one bad meeting. Now, for those of you who are new listeners, I have always said one of my favorite things in the world is to say that you're one bad meeting away from just basically giving your notice, doing something different, right? And so that's the freedom of having opportunity. That's the freedom of doing a lot of saving. It's just awesome.
F you, money.
Well, there's that. You know, you said it, Mark. I did not. Okay. So here's what Michelle wrote after we went on the air. So this was in early June. And she said, Jill, what the Paramount overlords are doing to you is worse than a bad meeting. You should tell them to take their video podcast and shove it. That's so great. You and Mark have been through too much to stand for this. Your listeners and readers will still be here. And then she says we have to do a meetup in New York City as a retirement party. Okay, we're not retiring. I want to do this show. And that's why, you know, we're just kind of putting up with it. Mark's putting up with it less. We're a good foil for each other. When I get frustrated, he's like, calm down. And when he gets frustrated, I say, calm down. Right. So that's why we're a good couple. Right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see where this goes.
But it's interesting nonetheless. And, you know, listen, they have a thesis about how the show should go. And so do Mark and I. We mostly agree. And it's just a question of the details. And so we're going to iron out the details. And yes, the Money Moves show will begin, hopefully, just when you're going on vacation. Mark's like, this is the dumbest idea in the world. Okay, so supposedly, I hate to jinx us, but supposedly the first show is going to drop the hugest vacation week of the year, I think, which is 4th of July week, right? Is 4th of July on the Friday? Is that right? Or Saturday?
It's on a Saturday.
Okay, it's on a Saturday, which means like so many people are taking the whole week off. So, of course, that's when we're launching our show. Let's call it a soft launch. We're going to do a soft launch on June 30th, and then we'll have the second show on July 2nd.
That's why I'm not convinced. Someone's going to look at the calendar and say, wait a second, and then it's going to get pushed back another
week. It's possible. But I have made it known that I think June 30th and July 2nd may not be the best idea. They're like, no, those are our dates. I'm like, okay, fine. So we're going to do it then. If they're wrong and we're right, I'm not rubbing their faces in it either, Mark. I'm not going to be like, told you so. But, you know, Mark and I'll have a little fun drink on their behalf. You know, we'll just have a laugh there. Anyway, the show is starting, and this show has already gone on too long. You will always have the same way of contacting us, which is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note, upload a video question if you want. You could just basically be like, hey, I'm Mark from Brooklyn, and I want to know if I should keep putting up with my insane partner, Jill, and I would like to get some advice. And you can do that. We'd love to hear from you, both the audio as well as the video. And Mark has put a checkbox in, which allows you to say you want to come on for audio or video. And Mark, they can upload their videos, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right on the site. Mark's so good. How have you learned to do that? What did you do? How did you figure that out? Did that take you like 7 hours?
No, I just played around with it on a Saturday night.
Because you have so much going on. I love that about you. Here's the key to life. Both Mark and I have pretty low level of entertainment and needs. So it's really about like sports, you with your kid, me with other things, you know, just got to balance it. Okay, right now, let's get to John, who joins us from North Carolina. John, would you have done a video with us if we had asked you to come on camera?
He was asked.
Oh, and you said no?
Yeah, it made me a little nervous.
Yeah, I know, right? I would too. I would never do it. It's bad enough I had to be on camera anyway. So what's going on, John? How can we help you out?
Well, thanks for taking my call, y'all. My wife and I have been in our quote unquote 5-year starter home for 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And we have a kid now and we're looking to get another bathroom. Mm-hmm. So we're wondering, kind of wanted to get your opinion on our numbers and see what kind of price range we should be shopping on and maybe where we could pull back to afford that kind of thing.
Wait, do we want to put another bathroom in or are you saying you absolutely need another house?
We have talked about both, actually. Okay. I think another house would be best case scenario, but adding a bathroom and some other improvements to this one are definitely an option.
Okay. Are you guys both working full time?
Yeah.
How much do you guys earn?
I earn $64,000 and my wife earns $110,000.
Okay. How old are you guys?
37.
Both?
Yeah, both.
How nice. And you said one kid?
Yeah, one kid.
How old's the kid?
She's 2.
Maybe more?
Maybe one more.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, you'll rent with an option to buy one more. That sounds good to me. How's the cash flow right now on this, you know, $174,000?
It's really good. I feel like we're saving a lot and meeting all our needs every month.
Oh, awesome. So the current home is how much, what would you guess the value is?
Probably $325,000.
And you have a nice cheap mortgage that's outstanding?
We do. It's $138,000 left at 3%.
And that's a 30-year.
Yeah.
Herein lies the challenge, right? Okay.
Yeah.
If you wanted to move to another home, what would you have to spend?
Probably $550 to get something we would really, really be happy with and make it worth us spending.
Okay. Okay. And what would it cost you to get this house in the shape where you could say, all right, we'll stick around. This is good. We don't want to give up this mortgage. How much money would we have to, how much would you have to spend out of pocket to get the house that you think you could live with for at least the, you know, for the foreseeable future, we'll call it?
I think $100,000 for an addition and some renovations would probably do it.
Okay. Do you have $100,000 sitting in the bank anywhere?
We do in a brokerage account.
Tell me more. What's in the brokerage account?
We have 104.
Okay. And how about just cash in the surplus cash, not your emergency reserve fund, but anything beyond that?
We keep about $15,000 in a checking and short term savings.
Okay. And you guys both have retirement plans through work?
Yeah, we're both on a pension plan through the state, actually.
Whoa. Oh, this is interesting. And how long have you been with the state so far?
Me, 6 years, and my wife, 15 years.
And so she's definitely sticking around, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And do you have any additional funds that are in deferred comp that you have squirreled away?
Yeah, we have Roth IRAs and 401ks.
Give me a total of those.
The Roth IRA total is about $150,000.
Okay, great.
And the 401ks are $242,000.
And those are traditional, right?
The Roth IRAs are Roth, and then the 401k is mostly Roth, but a little bit of traditional.
Great. That's awesome. Roth mostly. That's wonderful. Okay, good. The pension plans, if you look ahead, with your wife has 15 years in, where does it kind of get really good? Like another 15 years? Like what do you need into the plan to really make it pay off?
She can retire with full benefits at age 53 with 30 years of service.
Wow.
And I'll be just a few years behind her. I have the option to purchase some credit for time worked as a temporary employee. Ooh. That would get me within 4 years of her, but it would be about $25,000 out of pocket.
That might be very well worth it. You like it, though. You think you'd like to stay is, I guess, the big question, right?
I do. I really enjoy my job.
Okay, great. That's awesome. I like talking to people who enjoy their jobs. We've been talking to people who are spent right lately, so it's good to hear this. Okay. But interestingly, though, we have this $104,000 that is it in the brokerage account. I know if you sold it, you'd have some tax liability, of course. Understood, right? What do you think you'd net from that brokerage sale after you paid some taxes, if we decided to do the renovation?
I would guess 85.
And right now, how much are you contributing to all of these accounts on a monthly basis or annual, whatever's easier for you?
Monthly, we max the Roth IRAs. So that's $625-ish a piece.
Yep.
The 401k, her 401k gets $1,300 a month. The brokerage gets $1,000 a month.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So you really do have good cash flow. Yeah. Okay. In your heart of hearts, if I gave you your truth serum for today, you and your wife, do you think you would actually prefer to buy a new house or stay where you are?
Heart of hearts, we'd prefer to buy.
Okay. So we could sell this current home, hopefully find you a new house. When you say 550, of course, I wrote down 600 because anytime someone says 550, I think 600. I think
six sounds good.
Six probably the right number. Mark, are you ready to do some math with me?
A couple steps ahead of you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have 325 less the 138, which is 187. They probably need to pay some fees to get out of that. What are we going to say they net? 160? By the time they have to pay taxes and move and all that, 150? Let's say 150, just to be safe. So you can put down 150. Plus, you got 100 from the brokerage account, which is you could put down 250 if you wanted to. And then we've got to have a mortgage payment. I know that you know this, but for everyone listening, obviously mortgage rates are a bit higher than they were. We need a $350,000 mortgage, Mark, at a 6-something%, 6.5, 6.25. What's the payment on that?
Yeah, I did it at 6.5, mm-hmm. 350, 30 years, about. It's not terrible. $2,200 a month.
Okay.
That's obviously just principal and interest.
What's your current, what's the current payment? Do you know your principal and interest right now? Even if it's a whole thing, we can kind of round up.
980.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be more than doubling that.
Yeah.
So let's say that all in, you go from $1,000 a month, and you then go to, let's just say $3,000 a month, because you're going to have a bigger house with higher property taxes and more expensive homeowners insurance. Yeah. So we're going to triple it. But you're saving a lot of money right now. So, if you decided that, you know what, it's worth it to us because we could pull back on the brokerage. We don't have to put as much money in there. We can pull back a little bit on my wife's 401k. We can make more minimal contributions till things kind of kick into gear. And, you know, the reason why I would say that would be okay for you guys, because you know you have this pension. And so we could free up the $2,000 extra you would need every month simply by those two methods. You could keep maxing out your Roths, okay, your Roth IRAs, but we kind of pull back on her retirement contribution or yours and the brokerage, and then I think you can afford it. Mark, are you okay with that game plan or not?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. This kind of goes back to the whole lifestyle. Life is short, right? You want to enjoy your life. You want to enjoy where you live. That's where you spend the vast majority of your time. So in your heart of hearts, if you guys want to move, you can afford to move. Do you have any idea what those future pensions look like, the dollar amounts?
I think my wife's was estimated at $3,600 right now, and mine was $2,400. And, we'll go up.
And he's like in your 50s, basically.
That was after 30 years at our current salaries.
Okay. So, and what do you think you spend monthly right now total, like with your $980 a month mortgage?
Yeah, well, we keep pretty good track of that. It's right about
$4,500. Mm. I mean, Mark, it's... I'm
fine.
Awesome.
I'm fine with them buying a new house. Yeah, if that's
I think you could buy a new house also. I think you can do this. I think that it's tough because what it requires you to do is you're going to feel like at least. I think you're going to feel like you want to take a step back. And it's not a step back. Okay. It is a step forward in many respects. You're going to say, oh, I'm not saving as much, but we're getting you in a place where you will be able to save. And I think that if you didn't have these two pensions, that I think we would honestly feel a little less secure about this advice. But I think you do have those pensions, and that makes a ton of sense to me. So I think it is absolutely doable. I don't think you should freak out about it. I think that it's just going to be a mindset adjustment. And if you guys are okay with that, we're okay with that. Can I ask a couple of extra nitpicky questions? Do you guys have life insurance?
We do.
Okay. Term life insurance?
Term, yeah.
Okay. And you have your estate documents done?
We do.
Okay, great. I think you can do it. I think, obviously, if you have to spend less money than the $600, great. If this drifts up to $750, $800, I'm not so keen on it. Mark, do you agree with that? I mean, it's six, we can make this work. But I mean, going from $1,000 a month to $3,000 a month is going to be a big jump for you. And so I think you have to be pretty certain that, you know, you're keeping your pricing set within that 600 range. Agree, Mark?
Agree. I mean, he said five-ish. We said six. So, you know, if it comes in a little lower.
We're trying to pad it a little bit.
And maybe they walk away with more money than they're thinking. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ways to make it work.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this?
Feels good. That feels about where I thought it would be. We really like seeing these accounts grow. So I think cutting back would be pretty hard for us.
I know. But if you don't, you're not going to be able to, if you don't cut back on the saving part, you're not going to be able to afford just the cash flow of this.
And you're not going to zero. You're just reducing a little bit.
We're just reducing. And also for the time being, right? We're not talking about a forever thing. Okay. Truly.
Sure.
All right.
A lot of this is behavioral. You just got to do it and see how it feels, and you'll find your footing, and then you'll adjust.
You'll get there. You'll get there, man. We have confidence in you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. Send us pictures of all those listings. By the way, Mark, as we speak here today, I was just looking at a report from Zillow that came out, and they said the number of cities where a typical starter home is worth $1 million or more has basically tripled from before the pandemic, meaning there were only 80 cities where you had a starter home at $1 million. And now it's 242 today. So typical starter home, this is interesting, across the country, nationwide, is just about $200,000. So here's the thing. This pandemic housing boom has been pretty intense in that prices are up, and now also mortgage rates are up. And of course, homeowners insurance is higher. And of course, taxes are rising. So all these things make it a lot harder to get into a home. And we knew that there was going to be some inventory turnover because we knew that as we look at people like John and his wife, they are busting at the seams. And then the idea of doing the work is like, ugh, do we have to? And it's expensive to do the work. So anyway, don't move to California. They have 105 cities with $1 million starter homes. That's a lot. Anyway, give us a holler if you want to find a starter home. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should just keep renting, which is one of my favorite pieces of advice for everybody. Do check that out. Anyway, gang, if you've got a question, just get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and check the box if you want to join us on the air via audio, or check the box for video. Don't forget to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, which comes out on Fridays. You can subscribe to this pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.